Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Ron Timmermans, 2021 National Flight Instructor of the Year, who was inducted into the National Association of Flight Instructors Hall of Fame in 2022. Ron is an independent master flight and ground instructor from Orlando, Florida. He is an airline transport pilot with over 7,000 hours of flight time and is today's host.
Hi, I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts for the Florida Aviation Network, and we're broadcasting today live and in the clear from the Sun and Fun campus at the Lakeland Linder International Airport, Lakeland, Florida. This is the home of the 49th Annual International Aviation Aerospace Symposium and Expo, also known as Sun and Fun. Hey, pilots in Florida, if you live here, or if you happen to be a snowbird that's here for the winter, and you're looking for a place to go, I've got just the spot for you to fly to. It'd be the islands of the Bahamas, and you've got a lot of choices where to go there. And they're pretty close, less than 50 miles to get to the first island, and with your airplane, you can visit many of the islands in a different island every day and just have a fabulous time. To help emphasize the opportunity to fly to the Bahamas, I've got some great guests with me today that are interested in you coming to visit their beautiful country, the islands of the Bahamas. So with me today are members of their entourage. First, the gentleman in the suit coat is the Honorable John H.W. Pinder II, who is a Member of Parliament and the Parliamentary Secretary to the Ministry of Tourism, Investments, and Aviation. John, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Very good. And next to him is Reginald Saunders. Reginald is the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry of Tourism and Aviation. Reginald, it's good to have you with us today as well.
It's good to be here also.
Very good. And on the far end is Greg Roll, who is the Senior Director of Tourism and Aviation. So, gentlemen, it's so good to have you here today. And we've had a long-standing relationship between the islands of the Bahamas and the Florida Aviation Network and Sun and Fun organization. So it appears that we have a symbiotic relationship. You come here and promote the islands of the Bahamas. You support us as well. And so it's good for both of us, I think. So it's good to be here and the like. So this long relationship, John, do you want to tell us about this, your relationship with Sun and Fun? And do you come here every year? Or?
Firstly, I'm so excited to be here. My team and everybody in the aviation division is always excited when Sun and Fun comes around that time of year. It's one of those places where we can further promote and highlight how beautiful our crystal blue waters are from when you're flying over in our 100,000 square miles and hundreds of islands. And the Bahamas is really a flying paradise. You know, you could hop from key to key in a very limited time. And our geographic location makes us perfect from a start point from Florida to get over the Bahamas is no time at all. The adventure awaits.
Indeed. Spoken like a true native of the Bahamas, which you are, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm from Abaco.
Abaco.
One of the family
Very
islands.
Good.
Family islands are, again, beautiful for the private aircraft owners and pilots to come down and visit. You could really see the scope of what we have to offer from the air.
Indeed.
Say a bird's eye view.
Indeed. So, Reginald, I was walking through some of the hangars yesterday where the vendors are all there, and I saw a booth with the Islands of the Bahamas staffed by some of your folks. So are you there part of the time as well, or are you?
I just came yesterday.
Oh, you just came yesterday.
I do intend to be there. I'm going to be there today and tomorrow and over the weekend.
Very good.
And I'd just like to add to what Pod Sec said. You know, for the last two decades, the Bahamas has been a part of Sun and Fun. And not only has this been a wonderful relationship for the Ministry of Tourism, but it's also been a wonderful relationship for the islands of the Bahamas and the Bahamas in general. The Private Pilots Association are a tremendous opportunity, and they provide a lot of opportunities for Bahamians in the family islands. And we are happy, and we want you guys to continue to come over. We hosted an event yesterday, and it was one of the persons indicated to me that it takes less time to travel to Bimini or Grand Bahama than it does to go to Key West.
Oh, my goodness. This is true. That's a long drive to Key West, isn't it?
By air.
Yeah, or even by air. Yeah, you're right. It's much closer. So, indeed. Yeah. Indeed. Well, speaking of traveling within the Bahamas, Greg, so there's no bridges connecting all the islands. So you can't really drive between the islands. I guess your choices are boat or?
Aircraft.
Aircraft. Very good. So that's something that you look after and manage or promote in the islands of Bahamas, travel by air?
Yes, indeed. And one of the things I must say thank you to Obi Young, who has been working with the Bahamas for many, many years, and he has really showed us, when he was with the FAA, he guided us on how to make it easy for pilots to fly to aircraft to the destination. As a private pilot myself, I was able to understand the knowledge, the lingo, and be able to present the ease of travel between Florida and the Bahamas to every aviator who wants to come to the Bahamas. And I think that was the next best step to make it easier for pilots to fly the aircraft through the islands from the Bahamas.
Indeed. So you're a private pilot, you fly within the Bahamas, or do you fly back and forth to Florida?
At first, I am located in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you live in Florida.
Yes,
okay,
yes. And so what we try to do, we try to allow persons, pilots with aircraft, to fly the aircraft to the Bahamas. So they follow me, and I showed how easy it is. Mm-hmm. And my job is basically to get them climatized on what it takes to fly the aircraft to the Bahamas, and then they go by themselves.
Sure. That's great. Well, having flown to the Bahamas a couple of times myself in a private aircraft, I would endorse that. It is very easy to do it. And once you've done the paperwork once, it's like a snap the next time. It's just like, okay, this is almost an autopilot. You can get in and out very quickly and very efficiently and the like, and you're welcomed by great people there. And so it's just a wonderful place to visit. So, John, tourism, a major industry for the islands of the Bahamas, I imagine. Is that one of the majors, or is it the major industry?
It is the major industry, accounting for more than 6% of our economy directly. Tourism is what our commerce and the Bahamas economy revolves around. So we like to call them our friends from abroad. And yes, they come by boat, but they also come by air. And we have a lot of friends that come by many different aircraft from all over the United States and all over the world. But it is one of those places where you can really experience more than one island in a short-term vacation. If you have 3 or 4 days or a week, you could really see Abaco, Eleuthera, Exumas, stop off in Nassau if you like. You know, there's 16 main major islands and 700 smaller islands around them, but we have thousands of keys. So if you're in a float plane, you could pull up on a beach and have your own hideaway. You could find a beach where it's never been walked on before. You could really absorb what it is to be Bahamian, touch, taste, and feel the dolphins and the turtles and maybe while you're there, go out for a little bit of fishing. But truly, flying to the Bahamas is a magnificent experience.
Indeed.
When you're flying over the 100,000 square miles of crystal blue water, you can really see. There's even a few quotes from astronauts from space that say it's one of the most beautiful places to see from space.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
You could really. You notice the different depths in the water and the different colors and every blue, green, and teal that you could find.
Indeed. So the beauty is vertical, even.
It is. Very much so.
Well, that's great. So as I recall, the first visitor to the Bahamas was back in the late 1400s, a guy named Christopher Columbus.
Yeah, that was down south. He came by boat, so it wasn't as
he didn't get to see as much.
It's breathtaking.
It's not as breathtaking, exactly. But he arrived in what is today known as San Salvador, right?
Yes.
And that was his first trip across.
Right.
So he chose the Bahamas to land at, or he experienced the Bahamas.
Or the oceans chose the Bahamas for him.
The winds chose to do that. That's good. That's good. All right, so picking up on tourism, Reginald, that's your area of expertise and responsibility. How many tourists do you get a year in the Bahamas? Do you have a rough number?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you, prior to the pandemic, we reached record-breaking numbers, 7.2 million visitors.
Wow.
To the Bahamas. And of course, COVID came, shut our economies down. However, in 2022, we were back up to 7.1 million visitors. So we are basically almost at pre-COVID levels. We anticipate an additional 20% increase in tourism, our tourism numbers for 2023. And we're all excited about it. We have tremendous plans in place. And we're hopeful. We want the pilots to continue to come. We want the boaters to continue to come. And we want persons from the United States and Europe and Canada, everyone to continue to come and visit the Bahamas.
Very good.
Parsec said there's a lot of things to do. The waters are beautiful. And, you know, I look at some of the videos that we were showing over the past couple of days, and, you know, it's hard to believe that I live in such a beautiful place. You know, it's just
pinch yourself.
Awesome.
Yes,
you know, it's awesome.
Indeed. You mentioned, John, going to one island and then island hopping, I guess you would call it. My wife and I did that on one of our trips to the Bahamas, and we were there about a week, and every day we would go to a different island. We based in Freeport, but we would fly to a different island, and that's just what an incredible thrill to do that and see the slight differences between each one and the beauty that is unique to each of the islands that we went to. It is just an absolutely incredible place. Well, Greg, you mentioned your role in Fort Lauderdale is to assist pilots getting over there. So are there videos that they can look at or a book that they can purchase to, you know, get it up to speed on this, or should they just come to Fort Lauderdale and talk to you about how to get over there?
Absolutely. Flying to the Bahamas, we made it increasingly easy for them to do so. So we have a pilot's guide. A pilot's guide walked them through all the nuances on how they are able to fly from the aircraft to the Bahamas. So we want them to just pack their bags, get all the information they need for, you know, to enjoy the country. But flying the Bahamas, you don't need to worry about the policies or procedures. We guide you through step-by-step procedure on how to get it done. And our PASEC said, we started with 50 miles from the Florida coast to Fox Island, Bimini. And, you know, by the time you get up to altitude, it's time to come back down again. And so we made it so much easier. We work with AOPA. We also, like I told you, we work with OB Young when he's with the FAA. Mm-hmm. And I did the same kind of seminars educating private pilots on how easy it is to fly the aircraft to the Bahamas. And then we work with Sun and Fun to actually show them how to execute flying to the Bahamas. In fact, on Sunday, we had about 15 aircraft flying from Sun and Fun directly to Grand Bahama Island. And then when they get to Grand Bahama Island, they would video back to Sun and Fun and telling everybody at Sun and Fun how easy it was to fly the aircraft to the Bahamas. So our job at the Ministry of Tourism in Fort Lauderdale to make it increasingly easy for them to do so. And once you would have done one trip to the Bahamas, you will say, I'll go back again, again, and again.
And that's what you hope everyone will do. And I certainly, I would agree with that. If you've been there once, you go, I have got to come back again, because this is just a place of beauty. Mm-hmm. Reginald, I understand there you have a program called Ambassadors, or you have people that are appointed as ambassadors in the U.S. to help promote travel to the Bahamas. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I'm going to let Greg talk about that.
Okay. That's his
Greg's areas? Wonderful program.
Yeah. And in fact, this is one of the wonders of the world, so to speak, because we have private pilots who live in Florida, and they really want to really experience on how to really tell other pilots how to fly to the Bahamas. And then, you know, like the fishermen, they never call it fish tank, you know, so to speak. But they will walk through, like we have guys in Naples. They will sensitize persons in the Naples area, and then they will fly from Naples to the Bahamas. We have persons in Orlando who will organize farm trips and fly out from Orlando to the Bahamas. And these people, they just love the Bahamas, and they want to share the information on what they experienced in the Bahamas with other fellow pilots. And I think that has been such a record-breaking program that it has made such a, I guess, exhibit into the area that pilots love it very much.
Indeed they do. And John, I was having dinner last night with Bonanza Baron Group, and two of my good friends and clients of mine are ambassadors to the Bahamas. It'd be Valerie Talbot and Eric Larson.
Yes.
And they fly a Baron, and they've been back and forth to Bahamas countless times, and they've led tour groups over there with AOPA and the like, and they just go there frequently just to relax and take it easy and see the beauty there. And so they've been trying to convince me to come along with them one of these times, and I'm sure I will, but sometimes I like to go on my own as well. But yeah, the ambassador program seems to be working quite well, promoting aviation and tourism more in the Bahamas.
Yes, most definitely. Like I spoke about before, our friends from abroad, sometimes we have some special friends, and they have a special relationship with the Bahamas. And hearing the ease of getting in and what to do and what to experience there from colleagues that are also pilots makes it a little bit easier to understand the process and the fluid ease of flying in and out of the Bahamas and island hopping. I must say, island hopping is one of my favorites.
I'm sure it is. And if you would happen to have a seaplane or an amphib plane, that would be even more exciting to be able to just find your own paradise, your own private paradise, if you'd like. Well, John, from your perspective in the Parliament, are there programs to maintain and upgrade the airports, make improvements, or where are you at on that?
Ron, I'm happy you asked. It's one of the things that I do want to speak about. So recently we have launched a 14-airport public-private partnership program where we're going to be upgrading, building, renewing 14 of the 30 airports that we have across the country that can take international travelers. This is very important. We have three of them in Albuquerque. Hurricane Dorian decimated Treasure Key.
Yes.
That airport's coming back. I know a lot of people love going up there. So Marshall will have an upgrade. We'll have one down south at Sandy Point. Eleuthera is the same way. Three airports covering the three sectors of the island. And Cat Island was the groundbreaking last week or the week before on a new terminal. So our flight service operations are going to be fully upgraded, state-of-the-art, and ready to receive all of our flying friends.
All right. So you'll be able to take even more visitors than you've had this past year, and that's great.
Mm-hmm, yes.
You mentioned a public-private enterprise to upgrade these airports. So public money obviously comes from the government of the islands of Bahamas. The private investors locally, or from the U.S., from abroad, where?
It's mixed.
Okay.
We are engaging experienced flight service operations managers and companies to work with us in partnership to further develop our operations. Flight service is a very important component of our tourism sector in a whole.
Uh-huh.
And given that we are spread over such a large area, 100,000 square miles, it's really important that we have flight service operations that are maintained and world-class throughout our archipelago. So our partners from abroad, we're engaging them, and we're going to take those operations to the next level.
Great. And your private investors, what's in it for them? Are they stakeholders in the Bahamas? Do they have properties there and the like?
Sure. There's a lot of different approaches, a lot of different partnerships that could be had out of it, depending how involved you would the company or the individual would like to be. But equity stake as well as operations and some investment into it. There's many different mixes involved in that, but the focus is the upgrading and the bringing world-class flight service operations throughout the Bahamas.
Wow.
Yeah.
So airports exist, Reginald, on Bimini, on at Freeport, on the Grand Bahama Island, Marsh Harbor. I've been to
Eleuthera,
Eleuthera,
Long Island,
Stanley, Staniel Key.
Yeah.
all the way down to San Salvador. I've been there, and my Bonanza as well. So it's just amazing the number of places you can go.
Andrus, Crooked Island, Acklands, Long Island.
Yeah.
The Exumas are going to have their main Georgetown upgraded, but also two more to service the other keys. There's 365 islands in the Exumas, so it's an archipelago within an archipelago. You could hit an island every day, so it's very special. All the way down to Mariguana and out east to San Salvador, and spoke about Cat Island, and of course Grand Bahama is coming back in a big way. That's going to be a really great airport and flight service operation.
Are there any new airports planned, or just upgrading the existing ones?
Yeah, so there are. There's some areas in the Bahamas that didn't have a terminal before, but may have had an airstrip. Sandy Point, the South Abaco, it has always had an airstrip, but never a terminal, and didn't have all the things that you would normally see on a proper runway setup. So there's some speckled throughout the Bahamas that we will be building anew. And like I said, we'll be upgrading a lot as well. But you'll be able to do more island hopping more safely and more fluidly.
Very good. Greg, we're rapidly running out of time, but pilots from Florida inbound to the Bahamas, are there certain airports at which we have to land, airport of entry?
Yes. Pilots coming in through the Bahamas for the first time must land at a port of entry. And then, like I said, we have a spell out in our pilot's guide exactly where those islands are, and we organize on our web page as well, so give them ease of access of information. So file a flight plan and also do your EAPIS, and then you're ready to go to the Bahamas.
Very good. And then also similar procedures for coming back. It makes it fairly easy with the EAPIS.
Absolutely.
That's great.
If I could just add one thing.
Sure. Go ahead.
Our ports of entry are spread out from the south all the way to the north to the east and the west. So you really have a variety of places where you can come in.
Yes.
So it's not restricted to one geographic area.
I can understand. Okay. Yeah. Well, I envy you, gentlemen. You live on one of the most beautiful places on Earth. And
thank you.
I had the pleasure of visiting your wonderful home. And we'll come back again, I'm sure, and probably by air, because I don't have enough patience to go by boat.
No.
And I'm not going to come across like Christopher Columbus did. So I'll just fly there and back. But I've just got to get my seaplane license so I can get a float plane
there
and
go.
Find my own a little bit of paradise. Well, this has been a rapid interview this morning with three wonderful gentlemen from the islands of Bahamas. The time went by way quicker than I wanted to. I have a whole lot more questions and things that I'd like to do, but time is short. But the time is short for you, too, so you need to get your plans in order to go visit the islands of the Bahamas. Whether you live in Florida or elsewhere, come down to Florida, hop across. There's plenty of ways to get there and lots of places to go. The airports are being upgraded. Everything is just perfect and ready for you to visit the islands of the Bahamas. Gentlemen, thank you so much. Minister of Parliament, the Honorable John W. Pinder II, Reginald Saunders, and Greg Roll. Thank you very much for joining us, gentlemen.
Thank
it's
you for having
a pleasure
us.
To have us.
Ron, thank you for having us.
Very
it's been
good.
A pleasure.
All right, it has
thank
been
you.
Mine as well. I'm Ron Timmermans, one of the many hosts for the Florida Aviation Network. It's been good to have you with us, but stay tuned. There's more to come, more other people that we're going to interview, and you'll learn some more things about other people and other things. So join us again when you can. Thank you for joining us this time.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.